Yeah, I mean, for me, I think this is the most nervous I've ever been my entire life during a match. And I think you could see that in the first set. I was literally not hitting any balls in the court. And for me, today was weird because usually the nerves go away, but it kind of stayed the entire match. And then I just felt like it was a fight of willpower. And yeah, I managed to win in the end. So,
Naomi, thanks for your candor. Why was this the most nervous you've ever felt? If you could break that down for us.
I mean, I can give you logical reasons, but I'm not really a logical person, so it might be something else. Logical reasons. First time playing a Grand Slam as number one. Won the last two, so I kind of want to win this one really bad. I've never played on Châtrier before. This was my first time. And yeah, I feel like I'm kind of having the thought of wanting to prove myself again. So.
Naomi,
late
in the second set, when you hit wide on a forehand for her to break, you looked like you turned around to your box and gave him a thumbs up sign. Looked like a sarcastic thumbs
you
up
think
sign.
So?
What was that about? What were you thinking at the time?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, I have so many shots that I normally feel like I would hit well. And then it was just one of those, like, I was sort of just, what was my thought process behind that? It was definitely sarcastic. I was kind of thinking, like, do you guys see this amazing tennis I'm playing right here? Thumbs up. I don't even know what I wanted them to do. Like, I felt kind of bad after I did it, but it was just more like I kind of had to put my emotions somewhere. Yeah, for me today was a bit tough because it's one of those matches where you're not playing well, but you have to find a way to win. And for me, I've just begun learning how to do that.
Naomi, you mentioned emotions. From the outside for us, this is kind of the second time we've seen you get kind of emotional in a match and then be able to snap out of that and fight back. I'm wondering, how are you able to do that? Have you thought about that? And did the Australian Open final come to your mind at all? Because you also got emotional there after the second set and then bounced back.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is completely different than Australian Open because there, I felt like I was playing good. Like, I could control what was going on. Here, it felt like I wasn't sure what was going to happen when the ball went off my racket. For me, the thoughts that were crossing my mind were, like, could I live? Well, of course I can live with myself, but can I sleep at night knowing that I maybe could have done something more? So, yeah, that was the thoughts.
Naomi, I think you recently said that when you reached the second round of the Australian Open, you phoned your mum and you invited her over. And I think you said, come on, watch me play. I'm going to win the Australian Open. I think she said she was going to shop instead. I'm not sure. But can you tell us, have you phoned your mum and invited her over to Roland Garros? And if so, have you told her who will win? Because we'd love to know.
No, I mean, she's here, but I didn't invite her. She invited herself. for me, I don't think I would play this tournament if I wasn't trying to win, especially given how the last slam went. So I feel like I have to believe in myself, and that's kind of what I did this match, even though things weren't going well. I feel like every match I'm learning how to do that.
Naomi, you said you never played on the Philippe Châtrier. Did you have the opportunity to practice on this court before in the previous days?
I practiced on it once, but for 30 minutes or so. Yeah. Oh, your face. You did not look impressed.
You had incredible performances in many, many places in your career, but certainly at the US Open final and again in Melbourne. Can you talk about the importance for a tennis player to come back, to make corrections on court, to fight through difficulties? And Naomi, do you think that's a strength of yours or a place you're learning?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's really important for tennis players to learn, especially since we have so many opportunities to do that. Like, we have games and we have sets and we even have points if you're really good. So, I definitely think it's one of my strengths, but at the same time, I think it might be a bit of a weakness or a liability because I overthink most of the time. There's always a problem, but then you think that you have multiple solutions instead of just one. So,
Naomi, could you take us forward to your second round match? No vacation there with Victoria Azarenka.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I've played her last year on clay. I don't know. I mean, she's been playing really well recently, and there's no way that it's going to be a similar match to the one that I've played her in Rome last year. So I'm expecting like one of the hardest matches of the year. And other than that, I don't really know too much because you're the one that sprung that on me. So.
Naomi, regarding the hand injury you had in Rome, have you played pain-free today?
Yeah, today it was completely fine. I didn't feel anything. Probably looked like I felt something, but no, it was fine today.
Hey, Naomi, you said earlier that you felt like you had to prove yourself. As you noted, you're number one and you won the last two slams, so why do you feel that? And do you mean to yourself or to other people?
I'm not going to say anything, but you know. Yeah, I mean, if you know, you know. You know what I mean? There's like a few people in here that... Okay, I'm just going to keep saying the same thing. But yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like this year is... It's been long, but short at the same time. We're only in the clay season. And like some people will say that I had a bad year after Australian Open. I don't know where, but apparently I did. Yeah, that's kind of where I don't know, where I think I want to do better.
When you win a match like this that you were so close to losing, just a couple of points from losing, how much belief can you draw from that? Because I kind of think back to that match against Shea in Melbourne where it was a similar situation, close to going out, and then you seem to really draw a lot of belief and strength from that. Does it make you feel almost invincible in a way that you're maybe not playing as well and yet you still manage to come through?
It doesn't make me feel invincible, but it does... It does make me have hope, I guess, for like the days that I do play well. Of course, it would be easier to play matches like this, but for me, instead of thinking about the match I played in Australian Open, I think about the match I played in Germany against Donna. For me, that's probably one of the best comebacks I've had.